Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. www.realworldradio.fm.
Human Rights Day, urgent call to recognize, respect and protect environmental human rights defenders. We remain deeply saddened and greatly alarmed by the continuing attacks against environmental activists, defenders of territories, land rights advocates, indigenous community leaders, said on Sunday, Human Rights Day, the coordinator of Friends of the Earth Asia-Pacific Environmental Human Rights Defenders Project, Romal de Vera. The protection of the environment and environmental human rights defenders is a responsibility of states, governments, and the international community, De Vera added in an interview with Real World Radio. We call for an end to corporate plunder of community resources. We call for an end to attacks on environmental human rights defenders. We call for an end to impunity of governments and corporations for environmental destruction and human rights violations. Friends of the Earth Asia Pacific issued on Sunday a press release where they call governments to recognize, respect, and protect the work of environmental and human rights defenders who protect their territories and the collective rights of peoples. The press release makes reference to the increasing number of human rights abuses against these social activists and highlights issues shared by Asia and Latin America and the responsibility of governments and transnational corporations on several cases. Friends of the Earth Asia Pacific particularly points to the killing on December the 3rd of indigenous leader Datu Victor Danjan, his two sons, his son-in-law, and four other indigenous people by the Philippine military under the guise of counterinsurgency operations. Let's now listen to the interview.
Hello everyone here at Real World Radio. This is Romel Cardenas de Vera, Friends of the Earth Asia Pacific Coordinator for the Environmental Human Rights Defenders Project. In behalf of all the members of Friends of the Earth Asia Pacific, I would like to extend our warm solidarity greetings to everyone here who is commemorating and observing International Human Rights Day. Even as we celebrate the successes of our work for the environment and human rights, in all of our campaigns and advocacies, we remain deeply saddened and greatly alarmed by the continuing attacks against environment activists, defenders of territories, against land rights advocates, indigenous community leaders. We would like to remind governments of their obligation to recognize the importance of the work to protect the environment, of the importance of the work to ensure a sustainable environment for future generations. It is in recognition of the importance of this work that governments also have obligations to respect and protect environmental human rights defenders and also their work. Instead of protection, what we have received in the past year were reports of attacks and violations against those who protect communities and the environment from harm and destruction brought about by mining, agribusiness, dams, loggings, and extractive projects. We have seen the continuation of attacks against defenders of territories from corporate plunder. In the Philippines, just a few days ago, Philippine military forces killed Datu Victor Danjan, who led the opposition of Tiboli Manobo communities against the encroachments of coffee plantations and coal mining operation activities by the Consunhi companies inside their territory in Lake Cebu, South Cotabato, in the island of Mindanao, in the Philippines. Datu Victor was a longtime partner of Friends of the Earth Philippines, the Legal Rights and Natural Resources Center. He was killed along with his two sons, his son-in-law, and four other members of his community. We are sending our heartfelt condolences to their families, their friends, and all those who supported the struggle of the Tiboli Manobo communities. For more than two decades, Datu Victor has brought the plight of his community to different government agencies and offices, telling them about the land grabs, the displacements, the harassments, and the attacks brought about by the Consunhi company operations, but to no avail. The 25-year permit of the Consunhis expired in 2016, and yet the government renewed their permit for another 25 years without any free, prior, and informed consent from the communities. Still last month, the Tiboli communities sent their representative to the Department of Environment and Natural Resources to have a dialogue with the secretary about the questionable renewal of the permit. Despite promises from the department secretary, there was no action on their complaint. What the community received was a military operation that killed their leader. No one gains from the killing of Datu Victor except the Consunhi corporations. The Philippine government is trying to justify the killing of Datu Victor as a counterinsurgency operation against communist rebels. The counterinsurgency program of the Philippine government has also recently claimed the lives of progressive religious leaders, human rights documenters, and has led to displacements of indigenous communities due to militarization in their territories. It has become easy to include and justify the killings of environmental human rights activists and defenders of territories in the government's counterinsurgency programs and operations. This situation shares a common pattern, common trends with other countries in Asia and in Latin America, as identified in the 2016 report of the United Nations Special Rapporteur on Human Rights Defenders that focused on the situation of environmental human rights defenders. The report has identified several countries in Asia and Latin America as the most dangerous countries for environmental human rights defenders. The Philippines, Cambodia, India, Thailand in Asia Pacific, and Colombia, Mexico, Peru, Honduras, Brazil in the Latin Americas. The violations suffered by environmental human rights defenders range from violent dispersal of protests to harassments, surveillance, blackmails, travel bans, to physical attacks, enforced disappearance, and killings. Killings of environmental human rights defenders were identified as linked to logging, agribusiness, dams and water rights, and to mining and extractive industries. Common trends among the different countries were the overall impunity with which the perpetrators can commit these violations against environmental human rights defenders. Second, the ineffective protection measures available for environmental human rights defenders at risk. And lastly, the relationship, the involvement of government and corporate actors in the killings of environmental human rights defenders. We have not advanced from the dire situation identified in this 2016 report by the UN Special Rapporteur on the situation of human rights defenders. We reiterate the call in this report for states, for governments, to recognize the role of the work of environmental human rights defenders, to develop protection mechanisms for environmental human rights defenders, to include environmental human rights defenders in relevant decision-making mechanisms, and to make corporations accountable for violations brought about by their operations. The protection of the environment and environmental human rights defenders is a responsibility of states, governments, and the international community. We call for an end to corporate plunder of community resources. We call for an end to attacks on environmental human rights defenders. We call for an end to impunity of government and corporations for environmental destruction and human rights violations.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications by Fowai.
Yes, I feel it. I feel my beloved body.